I think many of you have heard the joke about the guy who died went to heaven, and he was met at the pearly gates by Saint Peter, who said, "Welcome to heaven. Everyone here is equal." And Peter then gave him a tour of heaven and found that it was indeed true. Everyone there was equal. And the guy decided he wanted to try the food, so he went up to the cafeteria line. And while he was waiting patiently in line, a man in green medical scrubs with a stethoscope around his neck rushed to the front of the line and got his food before the others. And the guy turned to Peter and said, "Hey, I thought everyone here is equal. Why did he cut in line?" And Peter responded, "Oh, him. That's God. He thinks he's a surgeon." My apologies to any surgeons in the congregation. The joke captures the reality that surgeons and many other healthcare professionals are highly trained, uniquely skilled, and in short supply. And as a result, they're extremely busy. I think we all know people who are on long waiting lists for surgical procedures like joint replacements. There's a temptation for people whose skills and talents are in high demand to become self-important, egotistical. I'm not saying that that describes all surgeons or even most. It certainly doesn't. But there is that temptation. Dr. Joseph Dutkowski is an orthopedic surgeon. He wrote a book titled Perfectly Human. Dr. D, as he is known, initially studied engineering, but then he switched to medicine. He qualified in orthopedic surgery after years and years of study. And while many of his classmates sought lucrative posts in prestigious hospitals, Dr. D chose to practice in a rural area. And he chose to serve primarily those that we would call disabled, especially children with muscular dystrophy and cerebral palsy. He said, "As I walk this path," that's the path of serving these kinds of patients, he said, "I not only came to see God's glory revealed in the people who walked into my clinic or found themselves in need of my services as a surgeon, I also came to realize that his glory shines the brightest in those our society marginalizes or ignores." He continues, he says, "Jesus once told his disciples, 'Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me.' Through the years of working with those marginalized or labeled disabled by society, I have witnessed the presence of Jesus firsthand." He did not speak these words metaphorically. He meant for us to take them literally. Now, clearly, Dr. D does not fit the stereotype of the surgeon that I suggested in the joke. His book is filled with stories of how he brought the love of Jesus to his patients and how his patients showed him the face of Jesus. I'm sure he made a decent living, but it was clear reading between the well-written lines that he could have made more money if he had not chosen to serve the least of those who are members of God's family. Yet there was not a word of resentment. Rather, he saw his humble service to those at the margins of society as a blessing, as a grace. Dr. D epitomizes the words of Jesus in the gospel today. "Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it." I've always found that line confusing, but when I think about Dr. D's story, it becomes clear. He said no to so many things so that he could say yes to others. He lost many things that he could have had to find things that were much more important. When Jesus spoke about people who find their life, he was describing people who live on their own terms and make decisions based strictly on their own self-interest. There are lots of people like this. If you know them, you probably know that they're not truly happy. They might have lots of stuff, but happiness eludes them. The solitary pursuit of self-interest can give only temporary satisfaction. It cannot guarantee a life of ultimate fulfillment On the other hand, a life of self-sacrifice lived unselfishly for the sake of Christ and the gospel will be rewarded with ultimate life. And when I say ultimate life, I'm not talking just about eternal life with Jesus in heaven. I believe strongly that a life of self-sacrifice will be rewarded with a more satisfying, more fulfilling life here on earth. If the focus of your life is the gratification of your own selfish desires, you will never be satisfied. There will always be more desires, and we will never find peace or fulfillment because there will always be more desires. But if we release ourselves from the need to constantly gratify ourselves, if we lose ourselves, as Jesus said, if our focus shifts to the loving service of others, then we can find satisfaction. Self-absorbed love is not really love at all. Willing the good of the other for the sake of the other, that is real love. And it is with this kind of love that we become the best versions of ourselves. It's wonderful to think about our lives centered on this kind of love, the love of Jesus, anchored in our very being, spilling out over all our relationships. But it's a difficult challenge. Love that is focused on God and other people involves giving up or losing many of the things that might have become important to us. We lose our lives to find our lives. In the second reading, St. Paul sets the theme of losing and finding in the context of the sacrament of baptism. He pictures baptism in terms of dying and rising. He says, all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. But then he adds, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. See, baptism is a powerful symbol of dying and rising. This is especially striking when those being baptized are submersed under the water and then brought back up again. I don't know if you've ever seen baptism done that way. Very powerful. A powerful symbol of dying to the old self and then rising to a new life in Christ. Losing and finding, just as Jesus said. We're all responsible for ourselves. We need to spend a certain amount of our time and our money and our energy on our own upkeep. And I'm sure that when Jesus encouraged us to lose ourselves, he was not telling us to be personally irresponsible. But Jesus, who brought each of us into the world, knows what makes us tick. And he knows that a life of self-absorption is neither the path to heaven nor the path to happiness here on earth. The paths to heaven and to happiness here on earth require sacrifice. As Jesus said, they require us to take up our cross each day and follow him in the service of others, especially the least members of his family. Dr. D told us that Jesus was not speaking these words metaphorically. He meant for us to take them literally. We really do have to lose ourselves, and in doing so, we will truly find ourselves.
Let us now profess our faith in God as we say,